Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I'm follically challenged. I believe that's the politically correct way to say it. In layman's terms, I'm bald. Not the cool Kojak bald.
Who loves you, baby?
The bumper car bumper around the back bald. I've grown to accept it. Notice I didn't say like it. I said accept it. In reality, I really don't care. There's nothing I can do about it. So I save the money on, air quotes, haircuts, by taking the electric razor into the backyard. That way, I don't have the bumper, because I hate that. I don't like the bumper, at least on me. I'm kind of a black or white guy on this one. Either go big or go home. Personally, the comb over kills me. The not quite bald does too. Just pull the trigger. Be a man. Nuke it. Like I did. It'll hurt at first, but you'll get used to it. And as a happy side effect, getting ready in the morning is a lot faster. There's a slightly happy aside to all this. I have a great hat collection. And not just the baseball hats. Really cool hats. Pork pie, fedora, caps, Gatsby's, because hats are cool. The funny thing is, I had the hats while I still had the hair. I love to wear hats. I just don't like that it's my only option. Name a really cool guy, other than, say, Kojak or Michael Jordan, that is bald. There aren't any. We, us bald guys, are often cast in movies as either the bad guys, like Dr. Evil.
I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
Or the dork, like Dave Cross plays in most of his movies.
Anywho.
See, you probably don't even know who David Cross is. Suffice it to say, not cool. At this point, for the sake of the show anyway, I can only hope that Scott DeLucia's hair starts falling out faster. Because as it stands now, he's cooler than I am. And he's way older. To find out just how much older, join us weekday mornings at 6 for the Infomaniacs. I'm Kevin O'Connor with the commentary.